Task 2. Report on Chicago teachers. You are going to listen to a radio report about Chicago teachers' situation. For each of the questions, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. Question 0 is already answered as way of example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 30 seconds to consider your answers before listening to the recording for a second time, and 60 seconds at the end. Now you have 90 seconds to read the questions.
Chicago public school students were back in their classrooms today for the first time in 2 weeks. Union and district leaders reached a deal Wednesday. Teachers had been striking over problems the district has faced for years, including the need for more social workers, nurses, and school counselors. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona McGee-God was at Lara Academy, a Southside school, on the first day back.
Hi, how are you?
This morning, at Lara Academy was joyful. Students and teachers had big smiles as they arrived. Assistant Principal Rocio Vadillo is outside greeting students.
We're happy to be back to normal and get going again. Yeah.
The building was open during the 11 days teachers were on strike to give students a place to go. But they didn't show up.
It was sad and devastating every day seeing our teachers go through that and our kids too. So we're so happy. Are we happy to be back, guys?
Yes. Yes.
Students didn't have much to do at home aside from watching TV, running errands, and doing chores. Many parents took their kids to work and quickly ran out of ideas on how to keep their kids entertained. They weren't the only ones getting restless.
Welcome back. How are you?
Business back to usual.
Yeah.
Principal Paul Schisler kept a close eye on the news each day.
Well, all I was doing was watching Twitter and waiting to hear and trying to get a sense of what was happening around, And we would go out and visit the teachers, try to keep a positive attitude with them. Spent lots of money on donuts and coffee during the week for them. And hey, Irma, welcome back.
Teachers fought hard to get a nurse and a social worker in every school. In Atlanta Academy, that's a big win. The majority of students there are low income. Some deal with violence in their neighborhood.
Well, I think having a social worker here on a regular basis is going to help. I'm glad that now we're putting some dollars to it so we can make sure that the kids that need support are getting support.
He's also happy about adding more special education case managers.
Like, we have a wonderful counselor who does the case managing or had been doing case managing. Now my assistant principal took it over, but it is a full-time job.
Aside from more support staff, the union negotiated for $35 million to reduce overcrowded classrooms. They also got a 16% raise over 5 years. But there were other demands the teachers didn't get. The mayor argued the city's budget couldn't support everything the union wanted, like an additional 30 minutes of prep time. Back in the classroom, fourth grade teacher Francisco Nunez says he's worried about students now lagging behind academically.
This was really rough, 2 weeks, and then you lose a lot of instruction time and that the kids, especially some of the kids that really enjoy, and this might be their own, the safe zone.
He welcomes students as if they were back from vacation. Some kids joke.
Anybody go anywhere over?
Sure. Yeah. I went
to my house?
Teachers still need to ratify the agreement. For now, Nunez and other teachers will be busy making up for the days missed. For NPR News, I am Adriana Cardona Magigat in Chicago.
Now, listen again.
Chicago public school students were back in their classrooms today for the first time in 2 weeks. Union and district leaders reached a deal Wednesday. Teachers had been striking over problems the district has faced for years, including the need for more social workers, nurses, and school counselors. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona Magigad was at Lara Academy, a Southside school, on the first day back.
Hi, how are you?
This morning, at Lara Academy was joyful. Students and teachers had big smiles as they arrived. Assistant Principal Rocio Vadillo is outside greeting students.
We're happy to be back to normal and get going again. Yeah.
The building was open during the 11 days teachers were on strike to give students a place to go. But they didn't show up.
It was sad and devastating every day seeing our teachers go through that and our kids too, so... We're so happy. Are we happy to be back, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Students didn't have much to do at home aside from watching TV, running errands, and doing chores. Many parents took their kids to work and quickly ran out of ideas on how to keep their kids entertained. They weren't the only ones getting restless.
Welcome back. How are you?
Busy by the usual.
Yeah.
Principal Paul Schisler kept a close eye on the news each day.
Well, all I was doing was watching Twitter and waiting to hear and trying to get a sense of what was happening around, And we would go out and visit the teachers, try to keep a positive attitude with them. Spent lots of money on donuts and coffee during the week for them. And hey, Irma, welcome back.
Teachers fought hard to get a nurse and a social worker in every school. In Atlanta Academy, that's a big win. The majority of students there are low income. Some deal with violence in their neighborhood.
Well, I think having a social worker here on a regular basis is going to help. I'm glad that now we're putting some dollars to it so we can make sure that the kids that need support are getting support.
He's also happy about adding more special education case managers.
Like, we have a wonderful counselor who does the case managing or had been doing case managing. Now my assistant principal took it over, but it is a full-time job.
Aside from more support staff, the union negotiated for $35 million to reduce overcrowded classrooms. They also got a 16% raise over 5 years. But there were other demands the teachers didn't get. The mayor argued the city's budget couldn't support everything the union wanted, like an additional 30 minutes of prep time. Back in the classroom, fourth grade teacher Francisco Nunez says he's worried about students now lagging behind academically.
This was really rough, 2 weeks, and then you lose a lot of instruction time and that the kids, especially some of the kids that really enjoy, and this might be their own, the safe zone.
He welcomes students as if they were back from vacation. Some kids joke.
Anybody go anywhere over?
Sure. Yeah. I went to my house.
Teachers still need to ratify the agreement. For now, Nunez and other teachers will be busy making up for the days missed. For NPR News, I am Adriana Cardona Magigat in Chicago.
This is the end of listening 2.